On March 23rd, the University of Maryland Arts and Humanities Center for Synergy, the Maryland Humanities Council, and other partners will kick off Baltimore Stories, a year-long series designed to examine the role of narrative in the life and identity of Baltimore, with a day-long public forum featuring David Simon and Dr. Khalil Gibran Muhammad. Dr. Sherry Parks, co-program director and associate dean at the College for Arts and Humanities at UMD, tells us more about Baltimore Stories.
Last year, during the uprising, 2 days after the worst of the violence, more than 120 people from across Baltimore gathered in Westminster Hall for the annual Baltimore Think-A-Thon, a think and do day sponsored by the Arts and Humanities Center for Synergy at the University of Maryland College Park, the Greater Baltimore Cultural Alliance, and the University of Maryland at Baltimore. Artists, cultural workers, scholars, and funders worked all day on ways that the arts and culture could work for Baltimore. A theme that emerged again and again was that of stories, how they influence what and how we think and act, and that we urgently needed more and different stories about each other. At the end of the day, a participant from the National Endowment for the Humanities stood and suggested that we all should apply for a brand new grant, the NEH Humanities in the Public Square. The major partners, the Center for Synergy, the Maryland Humanities Council, UMBC, the Enoch Pratt Libraries, and GPCA stepped up. The outcome, the recently funded project, is Baltimore Stories, Narrative and the Life of an American City, designed to help examine the roles of stories here and to produce an educational website to help educators and the public in other cities think through the roles of narrative and race. We will stage 20 events for the rest of 2016. We will ask, who gets to narrate these stories? And what are the stories beyond black and white? There will be sessions on the voices of women and girls, the roles of music, and of social media. Participants will learn how to influence the public stories that Baltimore tells. Filmmaker Lee Boot will show a series of films he is producing with previously unheard voices from Baltimore neighborhoods. The Pratt will showcase stories collected with National Public Radio's StoryCorps. And filmmaker Ralph Crawley will come to show his documentary on the New Youth Movement. The kickoff event on March 23rd will bring together a large and diverse audience of citizens from across the city to discuss narrative, race, and power. Morning speakers include David Simon, author, journalist, and writer of Homicide, Life on the Streets, and The Wire, and Dr. Khalil Gibran Muhammad, historian and director of the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture, who will identify the historical moments when black boys came to be seen as dangerous criminals. Then local leaders and thinkers, including Navasha Daya of the Youth Resiliency Institute and Rosalind Cawthon, Outreach Director for Center Stage Theater, and the audience will respond to the morning's ideas. The stories we tell and hear are so powerful. They actually determine how we see the world. That it is imperative that we know how stories work and that our Baltimore stories be as full and as rich as possible.
You can register for the free public forum at arhusynergy.umd.edu. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.